I think it's fascinating that, again, it seems like when you and I get together, and this is the 5th of April, we're at a crossroads with so many strange, anomalous, and very dangerous events taking place at once.
I'm beginning to wonder, Stephen, because almost all the time that you're on the program, there's been some major event that we talk about. It's beginning to seem like there could be major events almost all the time.
Well, I think that from this point on, there will be major events all the time, and I don't think you're going to have the breathing room that we've been privileged and blessed to have in years past. We're just now obviously having to deal with the ramifications of the Gulf Coast, the oil spill there, all of the sea life and the issues associated with the remedial efforts and the people getting sick and people actually dying and putting YouTube videos on. I don't know if you've seen those, George, but they're heartbreaking.
They're sick.
The lies. Here's something I think the rule of the day has to be. Question everything, including what I say. Look for verification and validation, but don't look in the American press. Immediately when the Japanese situation started to unfold and the truth was starting to come out of how dire and dangerous it was, well, we sent the Japanese government what I would call the truth massagers to make sure anything of real importance or that would really alarm the people on the planet would not be forthcoming. And it's kind of been like pulling teeth. You know you're going to have to sit in a chair, and you know they're going to come out, but the way they take out the teeth is, very, very concerning to me, and I'm sure to you, because we're seeing that the truth is the greatest casualty right now, even beyond those who died in the tsunami and those who are giving their lives to try and bring the reactors under control. So the golden rule is trust nothing that the mainstream press in the United States says. We're seeing breakdowns. You probably have been talking about that, mm-hmm. but we're seeing the breakdowns as if programming, whether it's Dr. Judy or the different newscasters. And if you notice something, it's interesting, the people having the greatest amount of breakdowns seem to be those who are in the television programming realm, but also those who are they're not seeing what's really going on behind the scenes. So we've got the situation in Japan. There's so much going on behind the scenes, and I tell people it's not the fruit or the outcome you have to look at so much, but what is the root of all this? And we've got some of the most famous physicists on talking about how dire the third reactor is with plutonium, and that was covered up, the metal oxide reactor, and the unfolding of just the combined byproducts of fission and all of the lies that are out there, all the different measurements. And when I hear a nuclear reactor company claiming they don't have the correct instruments to measure the radiation, that's got to be the biggest tip-off that somebody is scared to death.
And absolutely.
And so the thing is that the golden rule in trying to get to the bottom of things as a researcher is to get to as much truth as you can uncover so that you can give an antidote for fear, because obviously potassium iodide and iodate sold out immediately. Survey meters, Geiger counters, radiation meters, all of the things that we would have access to under a normal situation, they've disappeared. Now, the U.S. military has satellites that can absolutely determine not only what's going wrong in the world of nuclear energy, meaning not just nuclear energy but physics, but they can tell literally to a count by count of neutrons going off. So we're not getting anywhere near the real story, George, and that I think is one of the things I hope to get to tonight with you, is just to let people understand the basis of physics. It, real simply this, radiation is cumulative. So when you've got officialdom trying to raise the rate at which it's a safe rate, and we know people who have been worked in the nuclear field always have to have dosimeters, meaning a personal, if you will, Geiger counter that allows each person's exposure to a radioactive source to be monitored, and we're hearing of 8, 10, 15,000 times the amount of normal radiation limits, and then we're being told it's okay. I'll tell you what, I personally find that offensive, deadly, and there has to be an ulterior motive.
When, in a story I had today, Stephen, that they found some radiation now 7 million times higher than the normal safe level, I think there's an air of panic over there, they're just not telling us.
Absolutely, and that's what we've got to get to is the bottom, and I know it's almost an overused statement, I'd overuse it, but the bottom line is when you clear away all the rubble and, again, the metaphor fits, get to the core of the issue, we are absolutely having distortions of fact. We're having lies predicated upon how dumb do you think the American people and the world's population are, and what can we get away with? And obviously, the third of the North Island of Japan is probably going to be uninhabitable, and even the physicist, and you've had him on, the Japanese gentleman, Kaku, is that how you pronounce his last name?
Michio Kaku, yeah.
Yeah, Michio Kaku, even he's saying this is way, way worse than Chernobyl. And so now the world's largest concrete pumper truck has been placed on an Antonov Russian super airplane to go to Japan and try and help out. But again, there are ways, George, that the U.S. military can help. And I'm surprised that no one is talking about Nuclear Solutions, that's literally a company, that had an amazing patent for what's called photodeactivation. And the gist of it is you knock different electrons out of orbit, and you can basically desensitize or you can interfere with the radioactive process. Interestingly enough, Dr. Brown had an untimely death. I'll just leave it at that. In 2002. So if someone did have the technology, and I believe we do have the technology, you've got to ask yourself, is this fit into the Illuminati's plan for global population decimation and control? And the answer is yes. Even the web bots Cliff High has been talking about, as you know, he's concerned that a billion people, and I'm quoting him in context, are going to die. And I know he placed, I guess you'd say, a warning on his website. The point that has to be understood by everybody is radiation, especially ionizing radiation, is very, very dangerous. And again, it stores up. You just don't get rid of it. Now, there are obviously people that claim they have different compounds that will help and aid in that. And there's, a lot of secret government stuff for cellular damage repair. But the average person is going to have access to that. So on my website, you can get the free book. And this is something I want everybody to do, George. And they may, if everybody rushes to do it at the same time, it's going to take a while. But Nuclear War Survival Skills by Cresson Kearney, it's free. It's probably one of the best sources for not only understanding radiation, but helping people, should the need arise, to have really inexpensive countermeasures that they can take to defend themselves against the radioactive fallout